generations of people have had fun on Rush Street. I have had fun on Rush Street. And my friend, David Floodstrand, who has been working on a book, all sorts of things about the street, started 3 years ago the Rush Street Reunion, sort of to gather together people who had memories before we all get senile. It happens again. The latest Rush Street Reunion will take place Sunday at Shenanigans. David, how are you?
Good evening. I'm well, thank you.
Good.
How are you?
I'm good. This has turned into, I think, when you first started these reunions, you weren't quite sure what to expect, but man, it's been explosive, has it not?
It's really been extraordinary, and I'm very pleased with how it's grown exponentially, and the wonderful stories, and the fact that we've been able to gather people together who have perhaps not seen each other for 20, 30 X amount of years, and to help to give some of that, you know, is pretty neat to be able to be involved with, you know, as well. So
have you heard, you must have heard some stories and things that you didn't really expect. I mean, the reunions must have been filled with surprises, and I suppose you're expecting even more this coming Sunday, right?
I certainly hope so. Yeah. And, unfortunately, the last two have been fraught with me having to take care of duties that I would prefer not to.
Yeah, right.
Deal
right.
With it.
Sure.
Being a host, you're like saying, "Why isn't why do you only have one bartender? There's 450 people here, and you know, making sure that we get chairs in the jazz room, and this and that, all these other things that I wasn't ready for." Well. You know, I'm always ready to step up to the plate, but there were things that I really would have preferred to just sit and listen to people
and talk
to people. And that was my hope, you know, and I didn't do as much of that as I would have liked to. And perhaps this year will be the year where I can.
Yeah, well, it takes a while. I mean, it takes a while. This is only the third year. I mean, it takes a while for those things to kind of the growing pains, David Floodstrand,
yeah.
The growing pains. How is your book coming? You've been working on this for some time, Rush Street, Chicago's Street of Dreams, which is a proposed history of the street, which is really something you're biting off a lot here from, and the area, of course, from the 1880s into the 1980s. How's it coming? It must just be growing and growing and growing, huh?
It is. It's like the layers of the onion skin. You know, you open one door and then there are three more doors in front of you, and you open those and you're like, wow, I never expected, you know, this, and I never expected this, and how extraordinary. And the things that people will tell me, and the stories that, you know, and then I get to jump off, you know, from my notes to go and look for something else. And as being a student of history, you know, especially I love the regional history, because everywhere I walk, it's like, that happened there, man. I wonder what happened here, you know, and those kinds of things. I've always been like that, and you know, and especially seeing old so many of the old buildings in Chicago and in those areas like Old Town and down on Rush Street. Not so much anymore, but
yeah,
at least we have, you know, photographs and, you know, bits and pieces here and there. So, you know, it's been an extraordinary thing. I really do have like two books.
Yeah.
I really do.
Yeah.
And I've got, I have chapters blocked out, and I have all kinds of stuff written. And it's a matter of paring it down in a lot of ways.
Of course.
Like, what am I going to choose from? And, you know, I have certain chapters that I have, you know, like the children of Rush Street, you know, the interviews with all kinds of people who grew up on the street and whose parents were like bartenders or club owners or, you know, stuff like that.
What do you think, David, in all of your research, and again, all of you people can go to rushstreetreunion.com to be part of next Sunday. It's going to be from 2 to about 7 at Shenanigans, 16 West Division Street. It's going to be a gathering of people who have memories of Rush Street, but also people who just have fond recollections of Rush Street. What do you, as an expert now, David Floodstrand, what do you hazard to say was the golden age of Rush Street? Well, it's a tough one. I know that's really a tough one.
Well, you know, the thing is, I've found so much interesting things in some areas of that. That I wish I had more on, like the 1930s and 40s. I have some fantastic photographs and some fantastic recollections of things that I found, but I haven't been able to really interview anybody from the colonial, you know, the colonial club or the colony club Sonny Goldstone's yacht club was right on Oak Street. And some of these places were the Minuet Club. These places were extraordinary, but I don't have a whole lot of, you know, I'd like to get more information on those things. But the lion's share of things that I have found and during the period of time when I first became aware of that area was the late 1950s and early 1960s.
Yeah.
That to me is pretty much the golden age of the Rush Street area. And it was just so it was hopping.
Oh,
yeah, there's so many things going on the periphery, like the Playboy exploding, and you know all of this great music still going on in the early '60s it was you still had a lot of great jazz
and you also know, and David Marienthal is going to be part of the festivities at the Rush Street reunion next Sunday from 2 to 7 p.m. David, the son and nephew of George and Oscar Marienthal, who ran two prominent, relatively prominent places on Rush Street, one called the Happy Medium and the other called Mr. Kelly's. Those two places really gave it sizzle in the 60s and 70s, didn't they, David?
Indeed.
Yeah.
And, indeed they did. And I have actually a really interesting connection that I have with the Marienthals going all the way back to when I was like 7 years old.
Wow, what is it?
Well, it's in the beginning of the book, and it's a thing where I was going to school at Francis Parker, and we were all standing out, the kids and I. It was springtime, and the soccer field was wet, and we couldn't play, so we were standing around talking. As kids do, what does your dad do? Oh, my dad does this. What does your dad do? And I told him what my dad does. He was an artist and a portrait artist and stuff like that. And I thought that was pretty cool. But then this one kid says, "Well, my dad owns a nightclub." No one's a nightclub. That's the coolest thing I've ever heard in my life. What nightclub does your dad own? And he said he owns Mr. Kelly's. And so you know that to me like really not. Sparked an interest. I already had an interest in that whole thing. And, but, you know, because our school bus used to go down the street and I'd see the lights from, you know, the Singapore and lights from Mr. Kelly's and see who's on the marquee and all those things. So that to me, every time I went by Mr. Kelly's after that, I'd look to see who was on the marquee and I think that kid's dad owns that place. You know, so there's a little bit of a connection going all the way back to my childhood.
That's really amazing.
Now here we are working on, you know, similar projects at the same time. So it's nice.
I think that's wonderful. And the projects complement each other too, I think. I mean, I think David is more interested in a kind of documentary, and it would be a great companion piece for your book, which is going to be the definitive, I think, when you finish it, the definitive history of that street. It was ever called, during its heyday, it was called the Street of Dreams. Do you think it's still, David Floodstrand, and we're talking about Rush Street, has that aura, or has that sort of dissipated? You know, because I remember,
there is some of that, though. When you can go out and sit out on the patio at Tavern on Rush, or across the street at Gibson's, you know, some of these places, it's like, you know, you used to be able to go sit down out in front of Melvin's.
Right.
And it's long gone.
But there is still
some of that, you know.
Yeah.
Melvin's was fantastic. You spend an afternoon out there with a pitcher of margaritas and, you know, spend
when you realize that Melvin's was one of... Now every place in the world has an outdoor joint, and Melvin's was one of the first. One of the very first.
Yeah, it was an extraordinary place. Yeah.
Jack Binion. And when David Floodstrand is the impresario behind next Sunday's Rush Street Reunion, it's the third, being held at Shenanigans at 16 West Division from 2 to 7. It'll have all manner of food and some DJs and people, music of the time, and memories of the time. David is working on a book. David Marienthal will also be there talking about his documentary in the works. David Floodstrand, you know how much I admire you for doing this, because it's about Chicago history and an important aspect of Chicago history. So I hope you're jammed next week, next Sunday.
I hope so. Yeah. Let me just interject that we have Denise Tomasello, Chicago's Queen of Cabaret.
Gave her first review. I did. Yep. Love Denise. Love Denise.
And we have Tony Ocean, our two headliners. And we're going to have some other people and a bunch of DJs, like you said, and from who played down in the area, you know, back in the day, like Tim Borden and myself and a couple of other guys. So it's really going to be an eclectic experience.
And proceeds, part of the proceeds will benefit the Lupus Foundation of America, and that's a good thing. Go to RushStreetReunion.com. David, I hope you get to just sit around and listen and have fun instead of, like, you know, schlepping around. I hope this one, the third one's the charm for you, David. Thanks a million for coming on.
My pleasure.